At least 12 countries, including the United States, Germany, Canada, and the United Kingdom, have all suspended funding to the United Nations Refugee and Works Agency, or UNRWA, following Israeli revelations that about a dozen employees were involved in the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack on southern Israel. The UN said it has fired the employees named in the report and is investigating the charges further. World Health Organization spokesman Christian Lindmeier implored the donor countries to reconsider.
We appeal to donors not to suspend their funding to UNRWA at this critical moment. Cutting off funding will only hurt the people of Gaza, who desperately need support.
Lindmeier said UNRWA has been providing shelters, health care centers, food, and water to Gaza residents since the start of the conflict, and the aid has been a lifeline. But Israeli government spokesman Alon Levy said international taxpayer money going to UNRWA has been misused.
At least 13 UNRWA employees are implicated in the massacre. 10 Hamas operatives, 2 Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and 1 unaffiliated. Of those, 6 UNRWA employees infiltrated Israel in the attack, 5 were Hamas, 1 unaffiliated. 4 UNRWA employees were involved in abducting Israelis, including 2 of those who infiltrated Israeli territory.
The WHO's Christian Lindmeier said the investigation into the involvement of UNRWA employees in the October 7th attack and coordination with Hamas and other militant groups needs to continue. But he added that ordinary Gazans shouldn't be punished in the meantime.
This discussion is vital, of course, and criminal activity can never go unpunished. But the discussion right now is much of a distraction from what's really going on every day, every hour, every minute in Gaza.
However, Israeli government spokesman Alon Levy said the problem with UNRWA isn't with just a handful of employees. He said the rot goes much deeper.
UNRWA is riddled with Hamas members. Our intelligence indicates that out of approximately 12,000 UNRWA employees in the Gaza Strip, about 10% are Hamas or Islamic Jihad operatives. And another 50% are first-degree relatives of a Hamas operative.
The WHO said UNRWA ran 22 health centers in Gaza before the war, but only 6 were still operating by mid-January. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.